Hello everybody, welcome back. In this video we're going to be discussing the levels of management. In the previous videos in this unit, we discussed why management was important, what they did, and how they did it. We also briefly touched on the hierarchy of management. So in this video, we're going to be discussing exactly what that hierarchy is and how it flows down and why it's important. So, levels of management is the hierarchy of management, management positions from the top to the bottom, right? So this is called the levels of management. So you have the top management, middle management, lower management, right? So we're going to continue to dive into this to see how they all correlate and how they all interconnect. So top level management, they're responsible for introducing the long-term goals. What products are they going to sell? What markets are they going to sell to, and what is the organization of the business in its total, in its entirety? How is it going to be structured? How is it going to be organized? What are the plans that are going to be implemented? The top level managers, they're the ones with the vision. They're the ones with the idea. So they're going to implement the strategy that they want to see undertaken so that they can have their vision come to fruition, and that they're able to dominate and take market share from competitors. So in the overall long run grand scheme, any organization that participates in the market wants to take market share. They want to be the number one in their industry. So the top level management puts themselves or positions themselves in a position to do so. So they want to make sure they put out plans that they help organize to where operations can flow effectively and efficiently. So the top level managers then are going to communicate these ideas, communicate this vision, communicate these processes to the middle managers. So the middle managers are going to take the strategy, they're going to take the plans of the organization, and they're going to uniquely find a way to have them interpreted and then implemented into the lower level operational facility. So the middle manager takes the plans from the upper management, from the top management, they interpret and set the actions, right? And then they delegate out those responsibilities so that they will be able to have the most effective, efficient, long-term outcome that meets the goals and objectives that is set forth by the top level management. So the operational or lower level staff or management, they are the ones that implement the strategy and the plans on the ground level. So upper management, top management, they have the idea, the focus, the drive. They see where they want the company to go. They relay that communication to the middle managers. The middle managers then interpret those plans. They implement those plans to the lower level managers, and then the lower level managers, they will make sure that those plans are followed through with on the ground level so that we can move forward in an effective, efficient manner, running the operations to maximize output so that we can have the top level management so that their goals and objectives can be satisfied and they can continue to move forward in the growth pattern that they choose. So the top level of management consists of board of directors, chief executive officer, managing director, etc. All are in this level of management. So upper management, they are the ones that are truly putting together the vision, the structure, and how they want it implemented so that they can continue to move forward and meet their objectives. The top management is the ultimate source of authority. Obviously, you have the CEO, CFO, board of directors. They are the true decision makers inside the company long term. So the top level management, it manages the goals and policies for the entire enterprise. So like I said, they have got the vision, they've got the structural outlook, they've got the growth pattern that they want to make sure that the organization stays under, and that those growth objectives and those overall goals are met through the structure of management. It devotes more time in planning and coordinating functions. So They are the ones that are conceptualizing everything, and then they flow it down to the middle managers. So, top-level management, they lay down the objectives and broad policies of the enterprise. So, again, the overarching vision. It issues necessary instructions for preparation of department budgets, procedures, and schedules. So, a lot of times the CFO, they'll get the information, the data, and then based on the data that they get, let's say there's 50 different facilities that are operating inside this organizational umbrella, and some facilities are doing better than others, and the CFO says, well, let's, from these facilities that are performing very strong, let's take some of these resources and allocate them over to this facility that is not performing as strongly, so that way we can optimize those operations and then we can continue to run smoothly. So through the budgetary process, the procedures, schedules, all of these resources are taking into account the allocation of them from the budgets, procedures, and schedules. All of those tools are used to make sure that resources are allocated efficiently. So it prepares strategic plans and policies for the enterprises. They said, look, this is what we do as a whole in our industry, and this is how we're going to do it, because we believe that this is the best process of creating X, Y, and Z. So they prepare the plans and the policies for the enterprise. So they want to make sure that their plans, their vision, their structure is implemented on an organizational level. So it appoints executives and middle management. Okay, so through the top level management, they are the ones that are going to give promotions to middle managers or give promotions to frontline managers and have them move up accordingly. So as a middle manager or a frontline manager, it's important to always want to make sure that we are really maximizing the output, maximizing the efficiency, maximizing the effectiveness of our operations so that we have an opportunity to better ourselves through organizational growth. It also controls and coordinates the activities of all departments. Again, they have their hand in everything, overseeing the operation, overseeing the organization. They want to be able to implement these plans in an effective manner. It also is responsible for maintaining a contract. It is also responsible for maintaining a contact with the outside world. So they want to make sure that they're checking up with clients. They want to make sure that they're calling their customers and making sure that they're having a good customer experience, right? They want to make sure that they're in contact with them, maybe sending them emails, maybe providing a survey for the business that they do, for whatever it is that they're offering in the market, right? They want feedback from the consumer to know, okay, how do we need to change our strategy? The consumer's like this, are they like this? How are we going to move forward? So they're the ones that are receiving all that data and then implementing it. Provides guidance and direction, sure. So as time progresses, markets inevitably are going to change. So they need to be able to provide guidance and direction through the changes of social order, economics, any kind of headwinds that could potentially impact their industry. Also, the top-level management is also responsible towards the shareholders and the performance of the enterprise. So, you know, top-level managers, they want to make sure that shareholder value is maximized, right? They want to make sure that the people that are investing into their organization, maybe they're buying common stock on the stock market, right? And somebody holds 50,000 shares, so now they have voting rights. Now, the CEO, they are obligated to those investors that have voting rights, and now they need to make sure that they are providing a return for those investors. So that is what the top managers are responsible for. That's the role they play. This is kind of what they're, this is what they're geared toward. This is what they do. So the middle level management. So middle level management, they're going to be overseeing the lower level managers, right? The operational managers. So the middle managers, they are responsible for the communication from the top level management. They're going to take that communication, they're going to simplify it, put it into a strategy that it can be implemented easily on the lower level by operational managers. So the middle level manager is a very critical support manager for the entire operation of the organization. So they have to give them the idea, the vision, have it implemented strategically, efficiently, and effectively. So branch managers and department managers constitute middle manager. You may even have a district manager, somebody that's over several facilities, right, or several plants of organization of operation. They're responsible to top-level management for the operations of their department. They may oversee 10, 12, 15 facilities or operational plants. And if they're overseeing those, they are directly responsible for those 10, 12, 15 facilities or operational organizational plants. And they are responsible for those operations and how well they maximize the output. They devote more time to organizational and directional functions. So they really need to make sure that the plan is implemented effectively, that the strategy from the top managers down is implemented in an effective, efficient fashion so that we can optimize again the output from production so that we can ultimately maximize shareholder value. So top managers are looking at the bottom line numbers. Are we running in budget? Do our constraints need to change? Right? So make sure as a manager, particularly a middle manager, that you are helping and putting your operational managers into a position to where they can be the most productive. In small organizations, there are only one layer of middle management. In larger enterprises, there may be senior and junior levels of management. So we need to make sure that we know the role that we're in, right? So a lot of times when you're a junior partner, you have to answer to the senior partner, and the senior partner, even though you're both middle managers, he's the one kind of guiding you, he or she is the one kind of guiding you into creating the best environment for your employees. So we'll briefly run through these. I think that we spoke about a lot of these already, but just to run through them again, just to make sure that we can kind of hammer these down. They execute, so the role and responsibilities of middle managers, they execute the plans of the organization in accordance with the policies and directives from the top-level management. They make plans for the subunits of the organization. So the subunits, as we talked about before, a middle manager may be over 10, 12, 15 facilities or operational plants, and they are the ones that makes the plans for those subunits of the organization, because they are going to know those subunits of the organization much more intimately than the senior top-level managers are, because they are there communicating, directly involved, hands-on with those subunits every day. They participate in employment and training of lower-level management. Training and learning and education, continuing that, is definitely critical to making sure that you are the best in your market, that you have the opportunity to take market share, that you have an opportunity to be the most efficient, the most effective, the most productive, and maximize those variants of output the best. They are responsible for coordinating the activities within the division or department. Again, they are intimately involved in their subunits. It also sends important reports and other important data to top-level managers. There's the information stream, right? A lot of times, upper-level managers want to know what's going on day-to-day at certain facilities, particularly if they're struggling. Now, if a facility is struggling, they're going to want that middle manager to be at that facility or spending more time and attention at that facility to make sure that they're achieving the effectiveness and the efficiency levels and maximizing the output as it needs to be. So if a plant or a facility is struggling, expect to be a middle manager there more often, more frequently, until we get whatever issues worked out. They evaluate the performance of junior managers. Always evaluating. I know my rule of thumb as a manager, especially a middle manager, was quarterly evaluations of my lower level operational managers. I wanted to know not only if they were doing a good job, I wanted to know how they felt. You know, did they feel like they were being heard? Did they feel like that they had the tools they needed? Am I creating an environment for them that they're able to do their best? They are also responsible for inspiring lower level managers towards better performance. Everybody that's in an organization that is competing in the market, they want an opportunity to advance themselves inside the organization. We want to give them incentives. We want to give them a reason to work hard, come to work every day, give it their all, be productive, be efficient, be effective, so that we can give them an inspiration to lift them up, so that we can let them know, hey, look, you work hard, we're going to give you a chance to be promoted, and you can continue to grow inside the organization because we value your skills. Lower level management. Lower level management is also known as supervisory operations level of management. This is where the nitty-gritty of the functions of our organization really dig in, right? At the lower level management. We are hands-on every day with our employees, helping them to grow in their training, their education, their effectiveness, their efficiency, and their output. So as we continue to develop our lower level employees, right, we will continue to grow as lower level managers, and we'll continue to grow our management abilities and our skill set as we spend more time with our employees, getting to know them, getting to know the entire strategy, how plans are implemented. Once we harness those abilities and can nail down our skills as a lower level management, as a lower level manager, that'll give you greater opportunity for advancement inside your organization. So this usually consists of supervisors, foremen, section officers, superintendent, etc. Anybody that is down ground level on the floor with their employees helping in production daily. Lower level managers work closely with personnel oversight and direct business operations on the ground level. Again, on the ground level, getting their hands dirty, working with their staff, making sure that you are a strong representative for the organization. Lower level managers are concerned with direction and controlling functions of management. You have got to have, as a lower level operational manager, more than a middle manager, you have got to have your finger on the pulse inside your workspace, inside your facility, inside your plant, whatever the organization is. You are the one that is making sure that it is turning effectively and efficiently. So what are some of the roles and responsibilities associated with being an operational manager? One, you assign the jobs and the tasks. You are the one that knows your employees best. You know each employee's strength and weakness. Therefore, you can apply that strength and weakness into the assigning of jobs and tasks. So obviously, for the more difficult, complex duties, you put your top one. You put your top person. Right? For somebody that's new, that has had minimal training, that is just getting adjusted to the culture, you put them at a more menial position and let them work their way up. So they guide and instruct employees day to day. Right? So we're there helping them grow every day, get better, harnessing their education, harnessing their skills, achieving better quality. They're also entrusted with the responsibility of maintaining good relations in the organization. You're the face. You're the ground level face. You're the one that people turn to. You are the one that is going to make a difference in how our customers view us, how our expansion to the market is, and how many employees we retain. So you are really, truly the face of the organization on a day-to-day basis. So they communicate employee problems, make suggestions, and recommend appeals to upper-level management. So anytime there's disciplinary issues, which, of course, we're working in humanity, right? We're working with people. There are going to be disciplinary actions or things that arise all the time. So we've got to make sure that we are able to communicate those disruptions to the middle to upper management, and that we have the tools and resources necessary to handle whatever comes up. We also need to make sure that we communicate when our employees are doing well, when they've accomplished their goals, when they've met their objectives. Also help solve employee grievances. You're dealing with the frontline employees every single day. They're going to have grievances. They're going to feel like maybe I feel taken advantage of in this situation, or I felt like this was unfair, or I feel like I need a pay raise, or hey, I need to go on FMLA, whatever it is. You're the one that is there helping them solve those issues so that they can continue to feel a part of the team, taken care of, treated well, that we ultimately want to retain employees. We don't want a high turnover rate at all. We want to make sure that we have skilled, trained, educated people to come in, fulfill the tasks, fulfill the duties that we need, and that we all are integrated, connected, and flowing together positively. Organize operational materials. Allocation of resources effectively and efficiently. Little waste. Manage to do more with less. Ensure discipline in the organization. You're the frontline disciplinarian. You're the frontline measure of authority. You need to make sure that you show that. You don't have to be an authoritarian with an iron fist, but there has to be a balance of, hey, we're working together for a cause, but at the same time, I'm your boss, right? So there's got to be that distinction. Motivate employees. One of the best ways to motivate employees is recognize them. Employee of the month. Little things like that. Give them a gift card, $50 a month, to their favorite restaurant. Or here's money for food and gas at Walmart. Whatever it is, motivate your employees to want to come to work, to strap up their boots, to do a good job, to make sure that they are maximizing their output. And they're the image builders of the enterprise. There are the lower level operational employees. They have got to be able to motivate the operational staff to do a good job, be effective, be efficient, maximize output every day. If we can do that, we can build the image in the marketplace as a positive image. And we want to do that with happy employees, happy customers. Therefore, when we go to find new clients, they're going to know that we're a strong player in our organization, in our market. So these are the levels of management. And as you will find that we move forward throughout this course, you will see how the levels of management are integrated to make an effective, efficient organization.